Yeah. On this occasion, if you have some question, comment, present it to me.
Donc je le suis.
Questions come into my mind, but none of them seem to be good questions. My heart comes into my throat, and I do not know what to say and what to ask.
When you have no question, and when you have nothing to ask about, there you have true way. Thank you very much all of your effort, all through this training period.
Thank you, Dr. Roshi.
Thank you. Dr. Roshi, you have said, just listen to the Dharma. And you have said, the instant the I appears, it vanishes. When you speak, to whom am I listening? When I speak, to whom are you listening? When thoughts seem to speak, to whom are we listening? When the stream seems to speak, to what are we listening?
To listen to Dhamma, but to speak about Dhamma, all of thoughts, practice, should be Buddha practice, which will continue forever, without leaving any trace of them. You should not try to follow the trace of it. Just let them go and let them come.
As a person speaks to us each day,
you should react with single-mindedness. But don't leave any trace of it. you very much.
Dr. Roshi, what are you doing here?
Nothing special. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, Zen is impossible. I will continue to practice.
If you know that you are here, moment after moment, that is already practiced.
Thank you very much.
Dosho Roshi, speak to us of the search for the true path.
True path. Don't think there is some special path. Which is true or false.
Then of each of our own paths,
do your best on every moment, finding your position and reacting properly to everything.
That's all that I can do?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, I wish to ask a question asked of all religions. In Sutra that we have been reading, and in other Buddhist works, and in your lectures, you speak about the infinite time, infinite truth, a truth true in the past for an infinite time. It is said that the sutra has been repeated again and again in the past for an infinite amount of time, or if not infinite, then uncountable numbers of years, of eons. Yet we know that man is not infinite in the sense that, at least today, we believe man evolved physically. We evolved from other animals. This happened at a period of time that is not uncountable or infinite. Is then the sutra and your teachings and other Buddhist teaching speaking about an infinite dimension of man, a finite being?
Finite being itself already
the revealed infinite being. In this sense, we should appreciate our life moment after moment. And we should appreciate things which we observe day after day. This is actually to appreciate, only way to appreciate the infinite, ultimate, the first principle. Infinite, should not be just the idea. We should appreciate everything without discrimination, not by small mind, but by Buddha mind. Appreciation. True appreciation is by our limitless, deep, limitless, great, big mind, Buddha mind. Means that to accept things as it is, after all.
Well, it's really nothing particular that I can say.
Yeah.
I'd really like to thank you for Pastor Howard for being here.
Dr. Roshi. What is the true love?
True love?
Yes.
True love. When you ask what is true love, I'm afraid you will lose the true love when you are doing something just for sake of doing that true love. Like water flowing constantly. That is true love.
Thank you very much. Roshi, if the law is like the water flowing, it seems sometimes there's a lot of dams in the mind, in the brain, and they don't let the water well up from the hara like a spring. And it seems that the process of opening this well is a process of dying. And all the old habits and conceptions and assumptions and personalities are being washed away. And all the old ways of living are being washed away. And there seem to be a lot of monsters and kinaras and nagas that are very full of hate and fear and pain. And if we truly die in this flow, can we truly die in this flow and just trust it to take its natural course and not disturb it, be still and be clear?
Whether whatever you say, things going as it goes, but we analyze things, discriminate things, but those analytical thinking and discriminative feeling is also a flow of the truth. After all, we have nothing to say. The only way is to appreciate this great activity of the Buddha, moment after moment. We should not forget this attitude, even though we analyze things and discriminate things. Don't be completely involved in discrimination or thinking. You should have always freedom from everything, like Buddha. If you want to do so, you should practice that. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Dosha Roshi, when the rain falls even over all and the moisture penetrating all the universe, how come I feel like in a drying machine?
You feel like drying machine? Maybe because the moisture is all over, the drying machine is necessary. But still, drying machine is not powerful enough to dry up everything.
Dr. Roshi, you said this is the last day of our training period, but I believe that we will continue the spirit of this practice forever. Thank you very much.
That's the way.
Dr. Roshi, when does my life express the Dharma and when does it not?
When does it not? There's no time when it doesn't always express it.
But sometimes better than other times.
Don't think in that way. Always expressing. You are always expressing the Buddha nature. In the same way. That is you. Who thinks you are expressing better? Not so good.
Thank you very much. Don't you wish it? I think that I will practice out in the red now. Thank you.
You mean forever.
Should I follow myself, my body, my being, or should I follow the schedule?
To follow the schedule, maybe better.
Dr. Roshi? Thank you for helping us all so much. I hope that someday we may be able to fully express our thanks. If there is nothing but what we have to share and no help but what we have to give each other, how can we act unselfishly if we're not ready to renounce our minds?
To act in selfish ways is also sharing and helping with each other. We cannot be completely selfish. Anyway, that is not possible. Because every one of us are rooted in the same ground.
You told us yesterday that we should be one, our body should be one with our small mind. Is that right? Last night,
when I said, when you say, mind
and body are one.
When you say mind and body, that body means your physical body in its limited sense. It is the way of understanding or viewpoint, standpoint, to see in limited sense. We say mind and body, but actually it is the same. But if we take physical viewpoint, where this is body. But if we say spiritual viewpoint, this body is not just body. It is body, mind too. That was what I meant.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, this leaf is an exquisite construction. It has ribs to hold it out into the sunlight. It's made of two layers of cells. The upper layer is smooth and even. The under layer has many tiny holes through which carbon dioxide is absorbed. In a chemical reaction in the sunlight, the carbon is removed and oxygen is released through the tiny holes into the air which we breathe. If there weren't green plants on Earth, there'd be no animal life. We wouldn't be here. There'd be no air to breathe. Is this leaf an illusion?
Yeah, that's a leaf. That is not illusion. But maybe what you said, maybe illusion. Because what you said is not good enough to describe it. I'm sorry.
But even if I could really understand the leaf, the first principle of the leaf,
yes.
The other things I said would still be true,
yes.
Wouldn't they?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi? Why are we considering it for 7 days?
Why are we considering 7 days? Because we count 1, 2, 3. If you want to, the best way to go round trip all the world is to stay here. If you are always here, right here, it means that you are waiting for everything.
How is that?
If you stay always at home, everyone will have chance to meet you if you are always making trips. People will find it difficult to see you. So, to be just where you should be is out of wait. So, it may be necessary to be patient. So, there. what I mean. There is many ways of waiting things. Don't think this is this should be the way way to wait. Do whatever you like.
Thank you. Dr. Roshi, yesterday afternoon you gave a lecture on the Lotus Sutra. I believe that you said that the Lotus Sutra describes reality to itself. I believe that you said that the Lotus Sutra describes reality to itself. And I feel that you demonstrate reality to yourself every moment, every day. Being a teacher, I know that you, since you are a teacher, surely you want us to be able to see this reality that you demonstrate. But my eyes are stubbornly closed to it. Could you give a word that would help me open them?
Actually, your eyes is not closed. Your eyes is open. Even though you say so, I feel, I see your eyes wide open. When you feel in that way, that you feel in that way is the proof of your wide open eyes.
Good news. Dr. Roshi, if everything is time, how can there be any past or any future? And how can you, if things done on time, or not have enough time to do something? This whole idea of time has it very confused.
Even so, even you are making your effort to follow the time. Time is not different from what you do. What you do is actually, even though you are, whether you are in hurry or not, what you do, there is no time. There is nothing which could be called time. But what you do and what you think. So time is very time itself is Buddha, which is always with us. Whatever we do, time is with us. But we human beings always try to control ourselves. When we try to control ourselves, it means that we want to feel better. And this desire is just for ourselves. Everything may have desire in its right sense, but a human desire is very dualistic. We should be inside. It is only human being to separate the reality and idea of time. So it is our destiny to control our human destiny to control ourselves. here besides glorified by the dear Buddha. The Buddha is necessary for a human being.
And time is necessary too?
Yeah.
That we must, the idea of
yeah.
time? Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, life is, well, pretty difficult. That's a pretty small thing to say. I don't know what it is, so how do I accept it?
The only way is to continue our practice. Without our practice, there's no way to find out, to reach the realm where we have not much confusion and trouble. Because our way is based on the reality.
Thank you very much.
What is the meaning of the Lotus Sutra?
Lotus Sutra? If you understand. What is this birth? Where you are? Or what you are doing? You understand the meaning of a lotus sutra. In that way, you should study. Don't think there's some special tools described in lotus sutra. There's no special meaning to anything, anything.
No special meaning in it.
Mm-hmm.
Roshi,
I don't understand what to do about the bad things I think about myself all the time.
Yeah, maybe so. If you don't do anything, still, you don't feel good.
That's correct.
And if you do, you feel also sometimes good, sometimes bad. So this is a very difficult problem. Maybe the only way to get out of it is to practice that sometimes. And to do some special work sometimes. And you should make best effort in each moment. That is only way. Don't think too much. Thinking will not help you.
Dr. Roshi, before I came to Zen Center, I used to worry a lot, but things are better now.
All right. You seem to agree with it.
Dr. Roshi,
You said that there's no special meaning for the Lotus Sutra. And last night you said that Dogen said, well, everyone's going to attain enlightenment. Everyone will become enlightened. And we're all practicing now, so it seems like it's okay to say that to us. But if I was some businessman in San Francisco that you just happened to meet on the street and he said, what's the Lotus Sutra? What would you say?
I may say that is Lotus Sutra, but I may continue and say, but you will not think so.
Were you telling that there's some special meaning to the sutra? I mean, if he asked you, well, what will I get if I read the sutra? What will you say?
If they ask me, what is Lotus Sutra?
Yeah, why read it?
Why you read it?
Yeah. Well,
you should say that I'm reading Lotus Sutra, but Lotus Sutra is not voluminous enough. So I want to read, I want more voluminous Lotus Sutra than this.
Thank you.
Modern civilization makes artificial. So you admire the nature or the nature, the beauty of nature. Life also, to appreciate the nature.
Assuming this study, this training period, we are studying the Lotus Sutra, and this is a pretty difficult text for us.
I think so.
What can you tell us that might help us study?
Oh, last day I talked with Kino Sensei about the constitute or the construction of that sutra. maybe you're understanding the word to word or the this chapter to this chapter. But we must consider that when this sutra spoke to the disciple after Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment. Very after his enlightenment, he perceived the whole world so beautiful, so relate with everything. And doctrine too lofty and too difficult to explain. So he changing his mind. People cannot understand my enlightenment. So there is some method, some way to understand the Hopi. So scholar divide Buddha's 50 years discourse.
Thank you.
Dr. Roshi, at times during this training period, I have felt very strong, but the feeling of weakness always returns. What can I do about this feeling of being weak?
It is not only you who often feel very weak. So it's all right. So you should be very happy to feel weak with everyone.
I would be very happier, or much happier, if everyone felt strong.
Oh no. When you feel weak and everyone feels strong,
if we all felt strong together.
That may be a very dangerous situation.
I'm very grateful to you for all the help that you have given me. Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi? The year that I've lived here at Tassajara has gone by very quickly.
but it's been a very wonderful time for growing up. But the path ahead seems to be just a dream or shadows.
Yes, that is very true. We always feel that we study something right now, especially when Christmas or New Year's Day comes. We feel a little. We study, you know, our practice right now. Or we must start something, some practice today. We always feel in that way. That is, I think, very good. And that is so called beginner's mind. We should be always beginners. First is maybe dream. Not good enough, you may say. That is very true.
Thank you very much. Dr.
Roshi. Today,
I'm ready to admit. I'm very grateful to have so many warm companions. Traveling along the way. Now the training period is ending. Is there some place we can go in the sun and have a picnic? Yeah, it may be a good idea to continue as a continuation of this practice to have a picnic with this feeling, warm feeling. I thought. You have very good taste of time. But you have very good feeling on your finger.
Seems like a very long time trying to push Flag Rock. Just 1 inch with my nose. And it hasn't budged, and that's all right. The tigers that live on the mountain occasionally growl. But that's all right, sir.
Is the day all right?
I'm beating like a drum.
Okay.
I have to say, all right.
I shouldn't say what you present good or bad, but I'm so happy to be here accepting the response to your bold feeling and good, sincere practice. this kind of practice will continue forever. Because your practice has the quality which will, which should be continuous. Keep going. Thank you very much.
But empty not mean not doesn't mean the empty, nothing. The nothing is all. All is nothing. This is the doctrine of the Prajnaparamita. Only conclusion we must say: going, 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 never end. As we are living, we must continue our effort to create, to promote. This is a lofty aim of Prajnaparamita. Going, going, never end. We must continue our effort to the sun. Not only myself, going with others. This world seems so egoistic. But we must pray always. We must go with others. We must serve others some, to do something through our daily life. Isn't this a dedication for I'm afraid I'm too much speak.
How can we know when to follow the American way and when to follow the traditional Japanese Soto way? Some things we change.
Or should be.
Yes. Now, how can we know when to change and when not to change?
There comes some understanding in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to do. Discuss all open and make their mind to control and to coordinate. Mm-hmm. This is a sangha to help each other.
Yes.
So you may create your own way. Knowing the traditional and create a new.
Okay.
May I ask one more question about the five divisions of the teacher? If the first division is constitution of the universe, and the second is
how to perceive. Yeah.
What is
there? Knowing each one is possesses own original nature, Buddha nature. Then we turn looking again to the outside world. There we notice there are many people suffering. There come way to relate ways, share suffer, share joy, the things. One time we escape, but we must act, work out. There come eternal peace, nirvana.
What is the fifth division then?
Oh, nirvana. Nehangya. There's a many sculpture of the Nehangya, Nirvana Sutra.
Excuse me, what is the third division once more?
Oh, subdivision, Hokke. Hanya. Oh, what? The third one?
What is the essence of the third division?
Oh, third division emphasis. We, each one of us, not only the human being, even stone and grass and cricket, possesses own original nature of Buddhahood.
First is construction of the universe.
Uh-huh.
Second is perception.
Yeah, perception.
Third is
knowing each one possess original Buddha nature.
Fourth is to see the suffering or see the world.
Oh, yes, it is.
And fifth is Nirvana.
Nirvana, again, enlightenment. I must say, a more peaceful world, create more peaceful world through our mind. Because Buddhism doctrine emphasizes world, each of us create this world. World not exist. We all of us create our own world. Especially Zen doctrine express each own self is a real self. Give me one story in the example in written in the Hokkekyo. One time Buddha expressed with the example the story. The prince, the young prince, escaped his own house, separated from beloved parents. Young kids always against the parents. He never knowing the great compassion from parents. But father and mother always thinking of him. But he never know how their compassion is and how compassion is great. One day he escaped against the father's love. And he pilgrimed every country, every state. What's the hippie or hippie? I don't know. He never know. He had, but time. Mother's love come like this. Mother secretly, big like the pearl or the jewel, kept inside the display. Youngster never noticed a big treasure inside. He already carrying it. It's changeable with money to buy something. And if he faced some trouble. But he never know a big treasure inside. And he pilgrimed all over the states. One day, he became a very poverty person. Not only the physically, desperately he became the poor person. He hated everything, he desperate this world. But only one friend informed, look at your tree, that you possess your beautiful jewel that given from your mother. He took it to his sleeve and opened. There was a beautiful jewelry. He used it. He bought something. This story expressed each person had each own treasure, very valuable. It's a human being value. Everything cannot and. Everything cannot took a place. This time, this treasure has more spiritual meaning. He has healthy body, healthy physique. It's given his parents, but he never appreciated his body. He thought he gained his own each ego. But without parents, we can never exist this world. So this story is one of the big seven examples written in Hokkeki Sutra. The beautiful story and all this content. There are four benefits. Country, father and mother, friend or the teacher or the relative, like that, from a sentient being.